The ancient Olympic Games date back to a foot race held in 776, not 1776, 776, before the Common Era. The modern games were revived in 1896. They, of course, have their own storied history, and here to tell us some of the things that you may not have known, whether they're true or not, about the Olympics, both ancient and modern, is A.J. Jacobs, columnist at Mental Floss magazine, and the man who read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica, keeps working his way back onto our program. A.J., thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And let me ask you, we think of the Olympics, Greeks, running. We think, obviously, of the marathon.
Right.
What about the legend that the runner who ran that marathon collapsed and died?
Well, no one's really sure how true that one is. But I will say that the modern marathon, the length of the modern marathon, was not set by that messenger who supposedly ran from Marathon to Athens. Mm-hmm. It was actually because the King of England wanted good seats. It was set in the 1908 Olympics in London, mm-hmm. and they decided to have the marathon run from Windsor Castle all the way to the Royal Box in London Stadium so that the King of England, Edward VII, could see the runners as they finished. So it's all about pleasing the king.
Now, let me ask you about, I believe the name is Spyridon Lewis.
I love this story.
Okay. He won the first modern marathon, right?
Right. He won the first modern marathon in 1896 at the Olympic Games in Athens. He was a Greek farmer. And the best part is that he won despite the fact, or maybe because of the fact, that he stopped in the middle of the race at his uncle's tavern to have a glass of wine. So apparently booze was not a banned substance at the time.
Every great athlete has their own training regimen. I understand married women were not allowed to watch the ancient games.
Yes, things were a little harsher back in the ancient Olympics. Married women were banned not only from playing, but from watching. And the penalty, if you were caught as a married woman watching, was execution. And things are also a little harsher for those who got caught cheating or who were late. If you were an athlete and you were late, you paid a fine. And those fines were used to finance the Olympic Stadium.
Nice story I like about two Japanese pole vaulters in 1936.
Oh, yeah, very sweet. They tied for second place, the two Japanese pole vaulters, and they refused to participate in a tiebreaker. Instead, they cut their medals in half and fused them to the other one. So they each ended up having a half silver, half bronze medal.
A remarkable athlete seems to be a man named, I hope I pronounced this correctly, George Iser.
Right. Perhaps you've heard about the South African runner who had prosthetic legs. He didn't quite qualify for the Olympics, so the controversy fizzled out. But there is actually a precedent for prosthetic legs in the Olympics, and that was in 1904, this George Iser participated with a wooden leg. He was a gymnast, and he won three gold medals, one for the vault, one for the parallel bars, and one for rope climbing.
Good Lord. 1936 Olympics, which, of course, are perhaps the most infamous Olympics in history because of the presence of Adolf Hitler and the location in Berlin. But I understand something notorious also happened with the first basketball game there.
Right. This was the debut of basketball as an Olympic sport, and they actually held it on an outside court, and the court was covered with dirt, and it rained. So it was basically a mud bath, and no one could dribble, and it was a complete disaster. So at least that was a black eye for the Nazis.
AJ, you must be either hugely entertaining or incredibly off-putting to watch the Olympics with.
Well, you know, my wife does fine me $1 for every irrelevant fact that I insert into conversations. So it depends on how much time you spend with me.
A.J. Jacobs, the author of The Year of Living Biblically and a columnist at Mental Floss magazine. A.J., thanks so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, as far as our researchers have been able to determine, there's still no regulation banning the consumption of alcohol during the running of a marathon. The consumption of alcohol is prohibited during most sports involving weapons and or fast-moving vehicles. However, it would be difficult to call a pint of beer a performance-enhancing drug unless it's Lone Star.